Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is my friend Himmler Francois, and Himmler is a chef in the Capital District, and he is volunteering his services right now in Puerto Rico. He's in Puerto Rico to help the people who have been devastated by the hurricane. So, Himmler, how long have you been down there? How many days?
I've been down in Puerto Rico since Thursday.
Okay. So you're preparing food for how many people?
Currently, we are preparing food for 2,500 people that we intend to feed on Thanksgiving Day.
And tell us a little bit about the devastation because of the hurricane. People just know there was a hurricane, maybe see some stuff, but we don't really know the extent of what it's like. So give us a brief description of Puerto Rico since the storm hit.
Well, at this very moment, in the town that I'm in, which is the town of Vega Alta, it has been one. It is one of the most hit towns. Currently, there are no utilities, electricity in the town. They also, the part of the town that have electricity is usually are the businesses. They are running on generators, the grocery stores, the supermarkets, and the food chain. They, you know, in those specific group, they have power running. And there is a small group in the portion of the town where there is power. However, we do have running water right now. And they are in dire need. Currently they are seeking support from FEMA. And, you know, all the local churches have gathered together. They met with the local mayor, and they're working together to get support from FEMA at this point.
Now, when your plane touched down and you saw the devastation, was it what you expected? Was it better than you had expected, or worse?
As a matter of fact, when the plane touched down, I was shocked because I didn't even know the place was going to touch down. Simply the fact that all you see was dust. You know, you didn't even know where the plane was going to land. Yes, we heard it, the announcement from the captain and the flight attendant. But usually when you're pulling into an airport, you see a lot of lights and everything. There was no such thing when my plane touched down in Puerto Rico.
Now, from your understanding, how many people would you say were affected by this storm?
Oh, to be honest with you, I wouldn't want to speculate, but from where I'm at right now in the town in which I'm in, almost the whole town is affected by this storm. And that's just sad because right now they're all trying to seek help. As I run into people, I'll guide them to the local mayor's office or even the local churches that are assisting. Just as of last night, I got off the phone with one of the FEMA coordinators that I've put in touch with the pastor so that they can assist in the recovery effort.
Do you think the Puerto Rico will resume to be what it was before, or do you think there'll be permanent damage?
Well, I'll tell you this. Damages or not, I think Puerto Rico will always be Puerto Rico because the spirit is strong down here. Their spirits are very strong. even and then I've beside the home, I've never felt so welcome in a place like this. And this was just, that's what I was amazed by, because the way that I was welcomed by everybody and anybody, it doesn't matter, you know, race was not an issue and background, it was just people, you know, to them. So with the strength of their spirit, I do believe that they are going to overcome this and they will come on top.
Now, what's on the menu for Thursday?
At this moment, we have a turkey stew, and also they're also frying turkeys as well, which is usually how they celebrate Thanksgiving down here. They we are making a rice with split peas, with green beans. Also we have potato salad, macaroni salad. And also local cultural food that they are making. We have the local volunteers that are coming to prepare those food. That actually currently right now in our kitchen, we have volunteers already preparing all our vegetables and everything so that tomorrow we can start cooking. As you can imagine, cooking for 2,500 people is a lot of food, and it's a lot of attention to details. And so we are excited, and everybody is very excited. We have the local mayor, the local police commissioner, all the local government is actually, you know, out there helping with this.
So you work in the Capital District. What exactly do you do up here? I know you cooked a dinner one day when we did a little filming. Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely phenomenal. So tell us a little bit about what you do and you know, your job.
Well, I am a firefighter, first and foremost, in the town of Clifton Park. I'm also a chef. I recently started my own little catering company business, which is a veteran-owned business. I specialize in cultural fusion. I create my own recipes. I've had about over 200 different menu items that I've created over the years. As a veteran, I've cooked in the military. I've cooked when I lived in Florida for to local nonprofit organizations and so on and so forth. And my main thing in that I do in the Capital Region where I reside is simply just be a chef and a firefighter, as well as a member of my church, a deacon in my church, and also a person who cares about his community. That's all there is.
Now, what made you decide to take this humanitarian trip to Puerto Rico?
The main reason that I can tell really is just that the people needed help. You know, the people needed help. And I believe that if every American living, you know, in Main Street America, you know, would take a moment to simply go and help, that would make a big difference in the lives of these people out here. Because when they run into people from whatever state you are from and they know that you are here to help, the smile that comes on this Puerto Rican's face is just priceless. And that right there was worth it to me. You know, although at first there was time I did question, am I really going? But now that I'm here, I wouldn't think twice about it. It gives me great pleasure to see how these people are happy to see that other people from different states are down here helping. Just like yesterday, I ran into a Florida Highway Patrol, and we were directing traffic. You know, it was just awesome because as of right now, there's still no lights on the street. People are just driving. It's not like, you know, you think it's a four-way street and people are taking their own turns. No, literally, it's a chaotic environment, you know, in some areas because there's no light at all.
So from the time that you decided, well, I want to go help the people in Puerto Rico, until the time it became a reality, what steps did you have to take to volunteer your services?
Well, the very first step I took when I had the idea was to contact FEMA. I notified FEMA of my interest, and then they reached out to me a few weeks later and connected me with a local church that needed that service. And as I got connected, we decided we were going to prepare the hat mail for Thanksgiving. Little known to me did I know that it was going to be that much. However, you know, with the God that I serve is a great God, and He is a provider. And as of right now, I am happy and very proud to say that He has made a way out of no way so that these people can be fed. Everyone will be able to get a hat meal as we were originally inspired, and that I give Him glory.
Is a lack of food still a problem down there?
Lack of food is still a problem, especially for infants and, you know, pregnant women. You know, all those are affected. However, little by little, it is my understanding that they are trying to get the distribution process undergoing in some areas, because there are still some areas that have yet been able to receive any assistance, you know, under any circumstances. So they're still trying to reach out to those people, and I'm hoping that they do reach out to them soon.
So from your knowledge, if somebody wants to make a donation for not only, well, maybe it's too late for Thanksgiving, but to provide food or clothing or necessities, how can they do that?
Well, on that basis, yes, Thanksgiving is on Thursday. However, while I'm here working on this Thanksgiving project, I already have another project underway with that same church, although I will not be here for this one. However, it's a provide a meal through Christmas. So far, the community which I am in right now, we have provided from the hurricane to now, they have provided about 45,000 meals already in that community. And that church, the Presbyterian Church of Vega Alta, they have provided about 45,000 meals already. And if anybody wanted to give a donation, they can give. They can go to the Fundability page and then click on United We Serve Puerto Rico link, and they can make a donation because it goes directly to the church, and then the church go ahead and reach out to the communities that are in need, to the people that are in need.
Wow. So you're given the address for the project. Do you have a website? How can people who want something catered in the Capital District, how can they reach you?
If anybody needs things to be catered in the Capital Region, they can actually reach me via email, which is maisondelamont@icloud.com, which is maisondelamour@icloud.com, or they can contact me at 518-233-4586, and I will be more than happy to answer any questions they may have in regards to catering services.
Oh, that's great. So give us the contact information one more time if somebody wants to donate to the people in Puerto Rico.
If the people want to donate to the people of Puerto Rico, they can go to fundabilities.com, fundabilities.com. And when they click, when they go on that page, they will see it in the front page, United We Serve Puerto Rico. United We
okay.
Serve Puerto Rico. They can click on that link, and they can make their donation. It will go directly to the people of Puerto Rico, and 100% of the donated funds goes towards feeding the needy. None of us are taking any money out of it, not even the pastor, not even myself. The whole money goes directly to them towards helping the community.
Hemlet, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you when you come back. Do you have any final thoughts? Go ahead.
I look forward to seeing you as well. And, at the end, if anybody wants to see updates, they can go on my Facebook page, Himmler Francois, which is H-I-M-L-E-R, Francois, F-R-A-N-C-O-I-S. I am posting all the updates in regard to the preparation. As of Sunday, we started we had our meetings on Sunday. The volunteers had their meeting on Monday. And today we started the vegetable preparations and everything. So tomorrow we officially cooking. All these updates will be posted on the Facebook page as we go on throughout the day. And if anybody want to see it, and there'll be live videos as well, they can go and look at it. All the effort by everybody that are there helping, making this happen.
Thank you, Himmler. Have a safe trip. Have a safe trip home. And I look forward to talking to you when you come back. So you've been listening.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes. Himmler Francois, who is in Puerto Rico, helping for a good Thanksgiving dinner for all of the people who have been devastated by the hurricane. You've been listening to Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, give a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thank you, and have a safe trip. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Happy Thanksgiving.